attending today. This is a very important day, the day of the oppressed, of Food Day. Monday, here in the United States, American workers are going to be celebrating Labor Day.
Yes.
It's not a very happy day for American workers. And under Israeli occupation, Palestinian workers are constantly oppressed. Palestinian workers are forced to pay monthly dues to, I'm not pronounce it right, but Histadrut, which is the Zionist trade union, the Jewish trade union. They get no returns on these dues that they pay. They have no pensions, no medical care, but yet they have to be part of that union. This is just like taxation without representation, which is what the American Revolution was supposed to have been about. Israel, Palestinians as a whole have no representation, and they don't have the right to vote. They don't have the same rights. This is why we protest the apartheid state. I'm going to wind up with this. Doesn't this look familiar to us in America? What happened to the Palestinians, the ethnic cleansing? On October 12th, Americans are going to be celebrating Columbus Day. This was a day of tragedy and genocide for the Native American Indians. When I look at Palestine, I see what happened to the people here. And whether you're religious or not, I've even talked to non-religious people who believe that this is what's going on in the United States now, the Gulf oil spill, hurricanes, all this thing, has to do with payback. It has to do with what some people call karma, what we in Islam call the punishment of Allah. And these type of things, we can't do anything about the past, but we could do something about now. We can ask this, demand that this country stop aid to Israel. I agree with the brother, the Palestinian brother said it doesn't make sense because they're not impartial at all. They take sides. But we as citizens who pay taxes, we have a right to say no USA to Israel. Thank you. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Gaza!
Free, free Gaza!